Blog Talk Radio.
Bless the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. He's worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Shout glory. But we're here to magnify the Lord, to make him bigger, make him larger than anything that's going on. He is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Let's put your hands together. Hallelujah. Yeah. Oh yeah. Come on, sing.
Has made, and I choose to rejoice
and to be glad in it. You have time to call a neighbor, call a friend. Let them know that the hour of power broadcast is now on the air. Today, we are going to be walking through the Word. We're going to take a stroll through the book of Acts, which is, when we say Acts, the book of Acts, we are thinking about active Christians terrorizing Satan. So when you think about the books of Acts, think about being an active Christian that's going to terrorize Satan. Today, we're going to be coming from the third chapter of this important and exciting book of Acts. We're getting ready to go before the throne of grace. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, we praise you, we magnify your name. We thank you, dear God, for the great and for the mighty things that you have done. We thank you, God, for the great and the mighty things that you're going to do according to your word. This morning, God, we thank you, God, that your word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our pathway. And thy word have we hid in our heart. Thy word have we hid in our heart. God, that we will not sin against thee. Have your way today. Thank you, God, for the listeners. God, bless them. Keep them ever before you. Bless them in their going and their coming out. We pray, God, even this morning, God, that you will make them the head and not the tail. We thank you and praise thy name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Yes, you are listening to the Hour of Power broadcast. We are broadcasting live from the bold and beautiful city of Jacksonville, Florida. Today, we want to talk about expect and receive your miracle of healing. I don't know what infirmity that you have been experiencing in your body. I don't know what you have been asking God to do for you in your life, but I do know that God, he is a God of miracles. I do know that he can do exceedingly, abundantly above all that we ask or think, and that there is nothing too hard for God. So let us take a stroll through the third chapter of Acts, beginning at that first verse. And it reads, "Now Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour." It was about 3 p.m., the ninth hour was. And it says, "A certain man, lame from his mother's womb, was carried, whom they laid daily at the gates of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that enter into the temple." Well, we see here that the word did not tell us what the man's name, whether his name was James or whether his name was Peter. It didn't tell us that this lame man, it didn't give us this man's name. But it did tell us that a certain man was lame. He was lame from his mother's womb. In other words, he was born lame. He never had the privilege to walk, to run, to throw a ball, to catch a ball, by running and turning around and receiving that ball. He never did get a chance to jump rope. He never got a chance to run in a race. And he never got a chance actually to kick a football. He never got a chance to jump up and down and play hopscotch. Come on. But the word tells us that he laid there at the gate of the temple. And the gate of the temple was called Beautiful. And he laid there because he did not have the ability to walk. So because he could not walk and because he could not function in the way that mostly everybody else could function, he had to lay there at the gate of Beautiful, and he had to ask alms of those that came by. Have you ever seen anyone when you're going into the store or you're going to a certain place and they ask you for they ask you to give them something to help them? I realize that there are many panhandlers, and I realize that there are people that out there on the street sometimes that they don't have the fear of God on the inside, and they're doing things for reasons that does not glorify God. But this man was helpless in his situation. This man, he needed some help. He laid there and he wanted and expected for the people that came by to have mercy and to care enough to give him that dime or that nickel, that quarter, a dollar, whatever they were going to give, and to have compassion on him. Because they see that this man, that he could not walk. So therefore, as he laid there at the temple of Beautiful, it tells us that the word of God, when he laid there and he asked for the gold that was going into the temple, he seen Peter and he seen John, and he seen them about to go into the temple, and he wanted to ask, to give. He asked them to give them. In other words, help me out. You know, you ever heard that slang of the people say, help me out, man, help me out. You know, well, he wanted them to help him out. And all he wanted to get a little help. So when he seen Peter and he seen John about to go into the temple, he asked alms of them. And Peter fastened his eyes upon the man that was lame. And John, because remember, Peter and John was the one that was about to go into the temple. And Peter fastened his eyes upon him with John and said, look on us. In other words, look at us. And he gave heed to them. And he was expecting to receive something of them. He was expecting, as he did daily, to receive some kind of gift, some type of a coin or whatever they had for him. So when we begin to look at the word of God, here is what the word of God says. And I need you to just to focus in on this. Because the men of God said to him, Peter said, silver and gold, come on, have I none. But such as I have, give I you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Rise up and walk. I don't have any silver, neither do I have any gold. Come on. First he said, told them to look at them. Look at us. And because he wanted them to understand what he was saying. He said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have. Come on. I may not be packing. I may not be carrying silver and gold, but such as I have, give I thee. He told him. in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. He told the man to rise up and walk. And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up. And immediately his feet and ankle bone received strength. Immediately his feet, ankle bone received strength because he had faith to believe the men of God. He had faith to believe them. Listen, he didn't know that day that he was about to get something that was more valuable than any arms, any coins, like anything else. He didn't know when he got up that day, when he woke up that day, that he was about to receive a miracle. The men of God, Peter and John, said, silver and gold, come on, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, I would give it to you. He wasn't expecting to receive a healing on that day. But the men of God told them, in the name of Jesus Christ, rise up and walk. And the word of God tell us that immediately his feet and his ankle bone received strength. And he leaped up and he walked and he entered with them unto the temple. Come on. He was walking and leaping and praising God. Come on. He was walking and leaping and praising God. Who would not praise a God that is able to cause such a healing to be manifested in his body? Remember, this man was lame from the time that he was in his mother's womb. This man was never able, he wasn't able ever to be able to walk. Oh my God. I believe some people that are lame and their mind dream about or think about seeing themselves walking. You know, they see themselves walking. And this man that was born blind or born lame, never could experience what he experienced that day. But because of the men of God that had faith to believe God, he told this man, and he didn't tell them to rise up in the name of Mary McCoy. He didn't tell him to rise up in the name of Cynthia Smith. He didn't tell them to rise up in the name of Petty Pender, but he told him to rise up in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, to rise up. See, there's no power in my name. There's no power in Cynthia's name. There's no power in Petty's name, but there is power in the name of Jesus. And as you see the men of God, they knew that it wasn't any power in Peter's name. Neither was there any power in John. But because they had faith to believe God, they had faith to, in the name of Jesus, heal that man in Jesus' name, and to believe God that the God that they serve was going to heal that man today, not tomorrow, but that man was going to be made whole that same day. So we see the man receive his healing. Can you not see this man walking and leaping and praising God? I mean, what a awesome sight that would be to see a person that you see day after day after day that's been lying at a certain place because he could not walk. And all of a sudden, you see that the men of God, the believers of God, those that have taken God at his word, those that have prayed, those that have took time on their knees and intercede before the Most High God, those that have believed the word of God, they had no problem. They didn't have any doubt when they came by this man, when they fastened their eyes on this man as they began to go into the temple. They had no problem whatsoever because they told them, hey, they told the man that was lame, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I thee. The name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And I stress the name of Jesus because there is power in the name of Jesus. Because we have to know that it is not us, but it is the Christ that lives within us. And it's that faith in God that we have, that God is about to perform a miracle in the life of someone that needs to be healed. So the man was able to rejoice. And all the people saw him walking and praising God. That's another exciting thing. That is a faith builder for the people to see the man that they had been given coin, or the man that was lying there all his life. It was exciting to see him now being able to walk and to leap and to praise God because God had done a miracle. It let them know that they too, it didn't have to be necessarily that they were lame. Well, some of them could have been blind and have heard what had happened to this man. Somebody could have had a skin disease, leprosy, and they heard and they see what God had done for this man and how the men of God performed this act through the name of Jesus. Their faith in God would have been soaring, and they too could believe God, that God could do the same thing for them, and that if the man of God has spoken in the name of Jesus and these miracles happen to him, well, why not me? Why not me? That's why it is so important for us to believe God. It is so important for us to stand on his word. The Bible says that we have the faith of a grain of mustard seed and say to the mountain, be thou moved. The word of God said that it shall be moved. It doesn't matter what the disease is because God has authority and power over that disease. It doesn't matter whatever you may be going through today or what you have been going through yesterday or what you've been going through in the past year or 2 years, 5 years, whatever, how many years it has been. But you got to believe God, that God is able to do an act of miracle and work a miracle in your life. I believe every day that we are to expect a miracle. Expect the impossible. Expect for God to move on your behalf, in behalf of your loved ones, in behalf of your neighbor and your friend. But Peter and John, they knew without a doubt when they told that man, the lame man, to rise up and walk, they knew that this man was going to walk. He was going to rise up, and this man was getting ready to walk. That's faith in God. That's confidence in God. That's relying on God. That's knowing that God is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we ask or think. Yes, the people saw him walking. They saw him praising God. And they knew that it was he that sat for alms at the beautiful gate of the temple. And they were filled with wonder and amazement at that which had happened to him. And as a layman which was healed, held Peter and John, all the people ran together to them in the port that is called Solomon's, greatly wondering. And when Peter saw it, he answered to the people, "You men of Israel, why marvel you at this?" Come on. "Why are you marveling at this? Why look you so earnestly on us, as though our own power, our holiness, come on, we have made this man to walk?" It was time for him to let them know, don't look on us. Don't look on us as if we have made this miracle, as we caused this miracle to happen. Don't look on us as though our own power of holiness has made this man to walk. But then he began to tell them. He said, "The God of Abraham, of Isaac, and of Jacob, the God of our father, has glorified his son, Jesus, whom ye delivered up and denied him in the presence of Pilate when he was determined to let him go. But you denied the Holy One and the just, and a vile murderer to be granted unto you." Remember that in the word? "And kill the princes of life, whom God has raised from the dead, whereof we are witnesses. And his name, through faith in his name, has made this man strong, whom you see and know." You know him. You see him. "Yes, the faith which is by him has given him this perfect soundness in the presence of you all. Now, brethren, I know that through ignorance you did it, as did also your rulers. But those things which God before has showed by the mouth of all his prophets, that Jesus Christ suffered, he has so fulfilled." He said, "Repent you therefore and be converted, be changed, that your sins may be blotted out, when the time of refreshment shall come from the presence of the Lord. And he shall send Jesus Christ, which before was preached unto you." See, he had to remind them what happened to Jesus, how they denied him, and how they wanted the Pilate to put Jesus to death. Come on. And because he said, "You killed the Prince of Life, whom God had raised him from the dead. Therefore, we are witnesses. And in that 20th verse, it says, and he shall send Jesus Christ, which before was preached unto you. So he's letting them know to repent. Repent. To feel God is sorry for your sins. Turn away from the things that you've been doing, that Jesus can blot it out. And when the time of refreshing comes from the presence of the Lord, and he shall send Jesus Christ, which before was preached to you, whom the heavens must receive unto the time of restitution of all things which God has spoken by the mouth of all his prophets since the world began. We see the power of God that has been manifested on this morning. We see as we read the word of God, we can relive the time, and we can see the time. We can imagine ourselves at that time and that day, and we can see in our heart and in our mind. We can visualize Peter and John as they were about to go into that temple, and how God allowed the men of God to perform a miracle in the life of his people. We need to know that the Bible says faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. I don't know how many people passed this man day after day after day after day, year after year after year. This man was a man. He wasn't a boy. He wasn't a child. The word of God tells us that he was lame from his mother's womb. But now that day that God caused Peter and John to come about and to bring healing, my question is, where is our faith? Where is our faith in God? Oh, my God, when I think about how many people that are sick and that have infirmities in their body. They have cancer. They have leukemia. Oh, my God. They have problems with their back. They have headaches. Oh, my God. They have problems with different areas of their bodies, their legs, their arms. They have arthritis and bursitis. Oh, my God. But how many people would stand and believe God for the healing of these people? It took the men of God to believe God, to know that God is able to do this. And they did not take any credit. That's one of the things that God will not use us when we take credit or we try to be puffed up in his using us to pray for people, and we see the healing being manifested. The men of God, they wasn't puffed up. They humbled themselves before God. They began to tell them and remind them, hey, don't look at us as if we, in other words, did these acts of healing, that we healed this man. It wasn't about us, but it was about Christ, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And that's what we got to tell people, even in our witnessing, even in our daily way to walk with Christ, we got to let them know that it's not Mary, but it's Christ. It's not John, but it's Christ. It's not Sally, but it is Christ. So we got to let them know. And I just believe that as the more that we stand on God's word and the more that we believe God's word, that we are going to see signs and wonders being manifested in the earth today. And we're going to see, even as the man that was lame at his mother's in his mother's womb, we're going to see men such as him being healed that was lame. And we're going to see the eyes of the blind being opened, men that never seen before, women that never seen before, that have lost their sight or do not have their sight. We're going to see these things being manifested. That we just can believe God. We can just have faith in God. And we won't steal the glory from God. And know that it's God and it is not us. Thank God this morning. As the man of God who was lame, that was able to go and to rejoice. And others was able to see the power of God as the men of God stood in faith, not by their own power, but by the power of the Most High God, not because they were so holy, but because of the power of God. They knew that they were holy. They knew that they were living right before God, but it wasn't them. God was using them as an instrument of healing for this man. God was using them to make himself known among the people so that they could rejoice in the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. That they need not rejoice in Peter and John. Yes, we thank God for the men of God, but yet God wants to receive all of the glory, all of the honor, all of the praise. Come on. We're getting ready to go before the throne of grace. We're getting ready to pray this morning. I would like to pray for those that are sick in their body. I would like to pray for those that have been waiting for healing and they have not received that healing. I want to pray for those that, even as that man was lame from his mother's womb that never had walked, I want to pray for them. Oh, my God. I want to pray for those that have headaches and backache and legs ache and whatever may be aching or whatever that may be hurting. Because, you know, I'm not God. I'm not God. But I know that I am a servant of God. And this morning, I am standing in faith, and I'm going to pray for you. I'm going to pray for you wherever you may be. I'm going to pray, and I'm going to believe God for your healing. And I'm standing in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I'm going to pray for you that you can receive your healing today, that you can receive that healing on the 24th day of April. The man got up. He got up leaping, walking and leaping and praising God. Whatever your dilemma is, whatever you may have, infirmity that you may have in your body, let's pray and believe God. Father, we send the word to those that are sick today, those that have infirmity in their body. Father, those, God, that have access fluid inside of their body. God, those that have been given a bad report, the report of cancer. Father, I pray even I send the word, those that are on chemo, that are taking chemotherapy. And God, those, God, that the doctors continually, Father God, have given medication and continually touching these people, and yet there is no difference. And God, I pray even this morning, God, that the miracle of healing is being manifested upon, Father God, the bodies of the people that are, that need a healing. Father God, right where they are, God, let us get up in the name of Jesus. God, without a cane, God, without having a wheelchair, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, the healing power of you, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I command in Jesus' name for them to rise up and walk. God, today, that they can and will receive their healing in the Jesus, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I send a word right now. God, even now, in the name of Jesus, to the blind, God, that they too can see. Those, God, that have never seen, but been able to see out their eyes. Father God, in Jesus' name, I pray, God, even now, God, that they can see out of their eyes. And God, we thank you right now for the lame to be able to walk. And God, that people that have been given the death sentence of cancer. And God, I pray even now that those people that are even in the last, the doctor may say that they're in the last stages of cancer. Father, I pray even now, God, the healing power of the Most High God, that it will be manifested this day. And God, that the people will call in. God, they will call in the 904-674-7831. And God, that they would tell us that they were healed by the mighty power of God. And God, I ask thee, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, even as we have preached his words this morning, cause the illumination and the transformation of your life to manifest into their heart, even as I preach the word, God, that they too can experience the miraculous healing in their bodies. I command in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Father God, in Jesus' name, that healing is manifested. Father God, even now, Father, even now, that headache will be healed. All headache will be healed. Backache in the name of Jesus. God, in the name of Jesus. Legs, knees, in Jesus' name. Father, in the name of Jesus, God, we stand on your word. Father, even now, Father, in Jesus' name, your words may have this earth, may pass away, but not one dot of till of the word will fail. And God, I stand on the word of God this morning. And Father, I believe your word. And Father, I thank you right now for the healing power of thee. Thank you, Father, for allowing Peter and John, Father God, to stand in faith and believe your word so that we can read about what they did and how the miracle of faith was manifested in the life of this man. And Father, we thank you for it. In the name of Jesus, receive it right now. Receive your healing. Receive your healing in the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you and praise your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. And to those that are not saved, the Bible said that we confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus, believe in our heart that God has raised us from the dead. The word of God say that we shall be saved. You can be saved. Hallelujah. Know that he is God. Know that you have confessed with your mouth the Lord Jesus, that he is Lord, that he is Savior in your life, that he is the Alpha and Omega, that he is the beginning and the end, that he is the first and the last, that he is the true and the living God. The faith in Jesus Christ and the Lord of your life. Ask him to forgive you for your sins, to come into your heart, and to save you. And if you did that, I can assure you, if you meant you are saved today, you are saved. That is the word. Read your word, pray, and believe God. This has been the Hour of Power broadcast with Dr. Mary Smith McCoy. Please tune in with us on this coming Wednesday at this very same time. Don't forget, expect a miracle. Expect the impossible. Expect God to move on your behalf, whether or not it's for healing, deliverance, or whatever it may be that you need God to do for you. Expect for God to do it. May God bless and keep you. May his face shine upon you. May he bless you in your going in and in your coming out. In Jesus' name, amen.